A Franciscan, Dominican, and Jesuit are on retreat together, and they receive this special grace of finding themselves at the nativity scene. And so the three of them are kneeling before the nativity scene, and the Dominican says to Mary, "Oh, the joy of seeing the Word made flesh, of seeing the incarnation of God, of seeing the hypostatic union of the human and the divine." The Franciscan says to Jesus, "Oh, the joy of seeing how the Son of God identifies with the poor and chooses to be born in poverty and among these dear animals that he loves." And the Jesuit says to Joseph, "Have you considered sending him to a Jesuit high school?" All three of these religious seriously give us a lesson in humility, even though we don't think so. Because humility is knowing who you are and whose you are. It's knowing what you're good at, and it's knowing your growing edges. It's seeing all of them the way God sees us as a whole. God doesn't separate our assets and liabilities. God sees us as faulted, foibled sinners, but he's madly in love with us. And humility is the virtue that we are invited to practice, in the words of St. Francis de Sales, to be who you are and to be that well, period. Simply use your gifts and talents, whatever they happen to be, and serve others. Build up the world. Thomas Aquinas said it succinctly, "Humilitas veritas." Humility is truth. And he also said, "Veritas humilitas." Truth is humility. The scribe from the book of Sirach tells us to conduct all of our affairs with humility. And so the theme of these readings today underscores humility. I would like to think of it as a vertical virtue, that I know who I am because God loves me, that I'm creature and God's creator. Its twin virtue is gentleness, that horizontal virtue, that because I know who I am, then I have to look around at everyone as sister and brother. Imagine if we practiced those twin virtues of humility and gentleness, what our world would be like. Has anyone noticed lately that there seems to be a lot of incivility in our world today? Imagine if we had the deportment of humble, gentle men and women, what the world would be like. A former professor at Catholic University, Brian Johnstone, calls this the theology of gift. And I think it's an accurate description of who we are as human beings before God and before one another. The fundamental stance that we have before God and before one another is that all of us are in debt. We are gifted, but we're recipients first of God's completely gratuitous, unconditional love. We're gifted with our lives, with our blessings and our burdens. We stand as recipients of everything we have. Notice what St. Paul said to the women and men of Corinth. What do you have that you did not receive? Shocking, isn't it, that within American culture, to suggest that what is fundamental to us is that we are in debt to others. So much of what we're taught is that we're to become self-made women and men, to be self-sufficient, productive, but that we are to be independent. That clashes with gospel reality. Malcolm Gladwell, an English-born Canadian journalist and staff writer for The New Yorker, said on an interview in NPR at the beginning of the Olympics that the American motto for the Olympics should be winning without humility. And this was before gold medalist Ryan Lochte and the three other swimmers drunkenly vandalized a VO gas station and complained that they were victims at this incident. But Gladwell wasn't talking about gross public behavior by American athletes. He was speaking about the general American attitude that continually exalts the better than anyone else in the world image that we Americans assume about ourselves, and he says celebrate at the place that called the Olympics. What is that like for all of us? Do we recognize that we are in debt? In other words, all of us here are vulnerable and dependent. They're the two qualities that accompany humility. We're all vulnerable, and sometimes we don't like admitting it, do we? But we're more vulnerable than we can imagine, and we're all dependent. A few years ago, when I was living over by Catholic University, there were some very interesting placards on the telephone poles in the area. It said, "Lost dog" at the top. And then it went on to describe that the dog was missing three legs, was blind in the left eye, missing the right ear, tail broken, and recently castrated, but answers to the name of Lucky. Humility reminds us that we're all vulnerable and dependent and lucky. Everything we have is gift. The Jesuit Anthony de Mello says, and I love it, imagine God looking at you and smiling. Imagine God looking at you and smiling. This is the gift. In conclusion, let's rivet ourselves right into that gospel. Here we have this wedding banquet, and Jesus is saying, don't take the position of honor. Go to the low place. He's not telling us to humiliate ourselves. He's telling us to be humble. Humiliation is when I debase myself and I don't believe in myself. Humility, according to Jesus, is knowing the right place to sit and the right place to stand. A little sidebar. I heard one time of a pastor who went to Haiti to check in on the missions that they were twinning with from their parish in America there. This guy was really tired at the end of the day and went with a few people to a fairly nice restaurant, if you could say there are really nice restaurants right there in Port-au-Prince. It was very expensive. And he sat down to eat the dinner, and the next thing he knew, the waiter put down this beautiful meal in front of him. He looked to his left, and there were four children on the street with their noses pressed up on the glass, just begging for that food. Of course, it was making him feel quite guilty. But just as all this was going through his mind, the waiter came by and said to him, "Don't let them bother you. Enjoy your meal." And he lowered the curtain. This pastor said that was such a wonderful lesson to learn. Because in our passage today, Jesus is challenging us to examine who we pull the shades down on. We certainly pull down the shades on some of the world's problems. It's heartbreak, it's pain. And we keep the heartbreak and that pain at a distance because it feels so overwhelming. But you are invited today, you and I, to really assume the table manners of Jesus, to sit among the lowly and keep the shades up. There are three verses omitted from this gospel today, which I think are quite important. Jesus shares this lesson about humility with these Pharisees because he heals a man with dropsy. He heals a man with dropsy. Now, I had to look up that word. It doesn't mean a condition in which someone falls down a lot. But dropsy is similar to edema, swelling, bloating. A condition Jesus heals in one man before this dinner and reminds the crowd that they too may suffer from swollen egos and big, fat, inflated pride. These are all the opposites to humility. So do we see ourselves as vulnerable and dependent? Do we keep the shades up at all the tables we find ourselves sitting, be it the kitchen, the office, or the boardroom? Again, we're invited to be who we are and to be that well. May God be praised.
Let's stand up for our common confession of faith. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of
heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father for all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true.